Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I bet.
Not know that.
I bet if you go into the ASPCA and ask for two, they'll give you a price break.
No, BOGO?
Yeah. BOGO cat.
Oh, well, great 2020 show. What do you... Okay, so Wi-Fi, you split?
Yeah, Wi-Fi, and then there's some dinners.
This is certainly a step up from talking about dusting figurines.
But also, there's one that has three pumpkins on it. I don't know what that means. There's one with a bunch Chinese emojis. Flag.
Do you think
none of these make sense? Well,
if he adds emojis, does it make it cute? And you think he's gonna like it's a better Venmo thing?
I think it does make it fun.
Is it the 50%? Like
all that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm Hugh Downs, and welcome to 2020.
Hey now!
Happy New Year, Oscar.
2020, Happy New Year. Happy to be back in the saddle.
Another new year of the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, not with us today, going through some personal matters, and we ask you at this time to respect his privacy.
Yeah. He's fine.
Everything is fine.
Yeah, but he's he'll let you know in due time. He'll be back this week for sure.
How's your voice?
It's weak. I got a weak, thin voice.
I was going to have you sing today. Obviously, not a good choice.
Thin, weak 2020 voice. The flu's been going around for a little while, but.
For hundreds of years.
Well, I'm saying immediate vicinity.
Well, I think it's a DC, Maryland, or Virginia, a Delmarva thing.
And I look, I'm going to knock on wood. I don't think I have it.
Right. I don't think you do either.
But
I think you're tired.
Nine people. I've already had it in my life that I know.
Well, it swept through Podcast Village.
It did.
And it didn't affect the programming.
No. Kept it rolling.
All downloads are safe,
kept
right?
Kept it rolling.
Yeah,
kept
we wiped
rolling.
Down all the downloads. But we do have a date after the show.
Yes, we're literally going across the street to CVS to the Minute Clinic.
Yeah, I thought it was the Minute Clinic. It's just a small
flu
clinic.
Shot. Two grown men.
Yes. And
Is it too late?
No, it's not too late. It's never too late.
It's too late if you're sick and you get it.
Well, no.
That is true. I mean, it's not going to help you if you're already sick.
By the way, Pony is booming.
Yeah, he is.
You sound like a man today.
Hi.
Well, yes, he's rested up.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Christmas?
I had a friend ask, is it seasonal when you dust your dolls, or is it something that that happens like
biannually? By the way, dusting your dolls is a category. Do not Google this.
Because I know they're not porcelain, but they're resin, but they do get dusty, right?
Oh, of course they do.
Yeah. Do you use like an air compressor for your... these are anime dolls for those of you guys.
His figurines on his glass shelves.
They're like $400. Or like Ladro, is that what it's called? Right?
You're looking at the wrong guy.
My mom used to collect them, but the Franklin Mint. Imagine the Franklin Mint for perverts.
Oh,
he buys these dolls. Perfect.
Franklin Mint is my favorite flavor of Ben and Jerry's.
Do you like when you have this downtime? Do you spend time like making sure your collection's nice and tidy?
No, not really. I usually spend the time working on things that I don't get to work on during the week, like just things on our website and maintaining.
And dating.
Everything. Okay. Yes, dating, of course.
Now, you do have to dust them. Do you use compressed air? Do you use lint-free cloth?
Duster.
You don't ever put them through the dishwasher?
No,
they come
out
gleaming white.
And melted.
All the paint is off.
No, there goes another $700. You can buy jeans for these dolls. This is how crazy that world is. I actually, California, spent my what would be Christmas in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
There was, and of all the times you're ever going to think about anyone on vacation, you don't think it's going to be Pony Boy.
Right.
And
because the question enters your mind when you say vacation for him. Vacation from what?
Yeah. And I know he's working on something in the studio, so we don't have to go to him. But there was an actual store, and I'll go to the text, that I sat there and I said, the man, Mr. Pony Boy.
Mr. Bloom.
Matt Bloom.
Senor Bloom.
He belongs on the West Coast. Read And I don't want to talk to Pony Boy. Of all the people on the show, I don't want to talk
to him.
Looks
like it's in a shopping mall, Oscar.
Yeah, I was in a big shopping mall out there.
Tokyo Japanese Lifestyle.
Yeah.
Super Terrific Happy Store.
And then you can actually read the text. Because a full store. And then,
well, I'm looking. They have Pokemon stuff. Yeah. There's a samurai sword.
I literally walked by. I said, this is... Pony didn't even have to try to not go to Japan. He could have just gone to the store. See what he wrote back.
I didn't see there's a text attached.
If you text me, the world will know that.
All right, so yeah, we'll read it because I just saw the picture. I didn't see any text.
So I write, this is funny. I said, hey man, weird that I'm thinking about you during the holidays, but there's this. And he goes, where is that? That's like a mini anime con, right?
And right. I'm like, he's very excited.
Or I guess we're engaged now in a conversation. And I say, Los Angeles, thought of you. He goes, that's pretty cool. Sadly, I can name most of the characters in this picture.
He was staring at it. He was enlarging and looking. He was naming all of them, I'm sure.
Well, this is what's crazy. It's like...
But it looked like that store, you know, I think a mall Tokyo store is not as niche as like a boutique. I see a lot of stuffed animals, not a lot of resin stuff.
I took the high shot.
Sure.
The bottom shot was where they have all like the expensive stuff.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Behind the glass case.
Mm-hmm.
And then
do they have a similar store for Poland?
I don't know that.
Because I would go there if they have that. Minute.
But yeah, but I was shocked to see that. And I'm not shocked because Los Angeles is a heavy Asian influence.
It's diverse.
But this was like literally everything that this man in the box next to us is into.
Yeah.
Was right in that little store. And I said, if he just lived on this coast. And then I was like, oh, I guess everybody had a great Christmas. We're going to the rundown here on the show before the program starts.
Right.
And I ask Maddie, who's on the ones and twos running the video program, hey, Mads, well, how was your Christmas?
And she yawned and put her hood up.
Pulling teeth to figure out like if she wanted to talk about it or not.
Oh, the thing is, I know Maddie pretty well because I spent a lot of time with her. She wants to talk about it, but she wants us to want her to talk about it.
No, I don't want to work. This is like, it's show prep. You want to talk, like, did anything cool happen?
Yeah.
Did one of your nephews get, or cousins get stabbed by a piece of broken glass
Giuseppe,
again?
Did he survive Christmas Day?
No stabbings this holiday season.
All right.
That's a success.
And then we find out how, and I don't even know what the best adjective is. It's...
You mean overall?
Yeah, for it's not giving. It's not loving. It's
well, what are you describing?
Their gift exchange, and I don't want to spoil anything. We'll get there.
Oh,
between
okay.
her
oh.
and her beau.
I would say it's thoughtful.
I don't think it's thoughtful.
Well, hers was thoughtful.
I think both of them are thoughtful, but I'm saying these are when you hear what this young couple did for each other.
Yeah, young people in love, Oscar.
Yes. I would never do this for my wife.
No.
I've never done anything like that for ex-girlfriends.
No.
I would never do this for my mother.
You know what? Is it clever?
It's not even clever. It is.
But there's essences of cleverness. There's the essence of thoughtfulness. There's certainly love. There's understanding.
And I'm not saying that I'm a bad person because I'm not going to do this. Because I think the...
Well, no one has ever said you were a bad person.
I think the Tripaflicks of the world understand when I say, like, who has the time?
Right.
Unless you're in the hospital. Hope you're feeling better.
Yeah, feel better, Trip.
But really, I sat here and I was like, who has the time?
I know.
Maddie?
Yes.
What did your boyfriend get you for Christmas?
Do we want to reveal this now? We haven't even said what arm we're going to get our flu shots in.
Doesn't matter.
I'm left arm guy, by the way.
Well, for backstory, so John's last name is Mac. Please don't friend request him. But so Mac.
He's on all the social media platforms.
Mac Macintosh?
Mac.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Like a Mac
Daddy.
Like a Mac truck.
Yes. A Craig Mac, 1,000
exactly.
degrees.
So our song, kind of, which is pretty morbid, is Mac the Knife.
Now, it's morbid because it's about a murder.
Right, yeah.
It's from a three-penny opera.
It's not like a love song at all.
If I were to play that song now, would you like to hear the original hit by Bobby Darin or Mike O'Mara's karaoke version of Mac the Knife?
I thought Mac, is that the Big Mac commercial?
Yeah, the old Mac Tonight.
Yeah, Mac Tonight.
So you're going to say, let's go with Mike O'Mara. More fun to hear Mike sing. This is recorded at Ocean City, Maryland.
Ooh, the shock babe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like has such teeth, dear.
Yeah. It can serve as a background. So it's from a play.
So Mac Tonight
is a parody or a satire. Oh. But Mac the Knife, it's about a murder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How does that song fall into your, like, this is our song?
I have no idea, because for a 23-year-old... And it's old.
It's an old song. It's like a song from me, yeah.
I don't know. Somehow it came up.
You guys aren't into Lizzo?
We have a very eclectic taste.
Kids love Drake.
Drake.
Yes.
Well, I don't know if they love Drake that much anymore.
I just like saying it.
Who's that 17-year-old that kind of looks...
Billie Eilish?
Yes.
Yes. Great song.
She scares me.
Really?
Why?
Yeah, she just looks
the talent?
Scary.
Yeah, you know what's great?
I'm jealous.
Not scared of a murderer in a song.
No. That's true.
No, celebrates murder, but scared of Billie Eilish.
So that's your song.
Right.
Yeah. So it'll come on. We'll both start singing it. We'll be like, John Mack the Knife. It's so fun. And I make fun of him when he sings because he's not that great.
How does the mayor feel about this as your song?
Oh, I don't think the mayor knows.
I bet the mayor loves this song.
Mayor, he probably
knows
this
song. He's not going to like this.
I'm sure it's one of the few songs he knows.
I would guess that most parents hate the person that dates their daughter.
Yeah, that's singing songs.
Yeah.
Mm.
Don't come into the mansion singing songs.
Yes.
But anyway, so it's just whenever Mac the Knife comes on, it's a thing.
What station are you listening to where this is being played?
It's more of just Spotify. We'll just shuffle playlists.
Okay. Well, I know this. The mayor, Tony Mazziello of Buffalo, New York, loves Seriously Sinatra.
He does.
On Sirius.
Is this Sinatra?
No,
I know this is Mike, but the original.
But the original is Bobby Darin, and that would land on the Seriously Sinatra channel.
Where did Bobby Darin, what else did he sing?
Bobby Darin sang Splish Splash, he sang Dream Lover, he sang If I Had a Hammer.
You White would know, guy?
Yeah, was in a movie with Kevin Spacey, of which, who's had a bad couple years.
Check it out.
Yeah.
All right, so what happened?
Beyond the Sea.
So for Christmas, his friend, he... is from LA, so he went to LA for Christmas.
LA, baby!
And he has a friend there who does music producing and editing.
Ooh.
So he...
His name is Mutt Lang.
So he...
Hits.
John, professionally recorded, mixed, and edited a version of him singing Mac the Knife. And he burned it on a CD, and he put it... in just one of those CD cases that was like customized, had like a picture of us as a cover.
Listen to Mike hit the big note here. See, this is sad. I was going to give you this for Christmas. Mike singing
darn
those.
It. I'll take it too. He said this was the hardest note to hit.
Old Matt Keith is back, yeah.
How did he sound?
His voice sounded so low. I don't know what they did in the mixing of the song.
Do you have the CD with you?
It's in my car.
Well, you probably burned it to an MP3 as kids do, right?
I didn't yet, no.
Oh.
I
would love to play it tomorrow.
Love to hear it tomorrow.
So he gives you the CD.
Yes.
And look, for a guy doing that for a girl, I don't care how many friends you have that have recording studios or any, this man is in love with you.
Yeah, he really is.
I am blown away.
I would say this is a matrimonial gesture.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
Maddie is not as in love
Why
with him
there?
As he is with her.
That's right. But I mean,
she
this is...
just if you just heard it right now, it was very clear when she said, oh, God.
I just hate that.
Okay. Does John Mack the Knife listen to this show?
Because no.
He's not going to enjoy that moment.
Because that was... That,
he would say the same thing.
He'd say, that's not best of.
No, the man sang for you.
Yeah, produced and sang.
Like, he gave you a mix, like a loving mixtape.
It's not like holding your hand in the moonlight and humming a song. He went to a studio.
I'm just saying, if you said the same thing, he would have had the same
but
reaction.
But you were so quick on it. It was like, it was your id.
Yeah.
It was like your general feeling that, yes, he's great for right now, but maybe not forever.
I hit you lightly on the knee with the words matrimonial gesture and your leg kicked up no.
And you're too young to figure it out.
23.
That's all. You're a kid. That's
okay,
all.
Okay, so he gets you this. Sweet, kind, loving.
Thoughtful, clever, knowing.
What does...
Matrimonial.
What does Maddie, in love, Maddie Mazziello get her man?
So for a while we've been talking about adopting a cat in the new year. So my gift for him, and adoption fee is probably like $150, $200 or something.
Yeah. And just sidebar,
can't get cats for free.
He's on full scholarship right now, correct?
Yes, he is a student. He doesn't have a job.
Yes.
I am supporting the both of us.
Yes.
It's a struggle.
He's not even anything in Blues Alley?
Not even there.
Well, he's in law school, correct?
He's getting his master's and then it's going to law school.
Okay. I see. That's French. It means the school.
That's going to be like 3 more years of you paying for everything.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And his brutal. Eyesight getting worse because all
the
books.
You ever get home and you're like, I can't believe dishes are still dirty in the...
Every single day.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm broken inside.
Yeah.
Broken inside, but the dishes aren't broken, just dirty.
No.
That's good.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. Back.
Sorry, couldn't do the dishes. Had a tough day recording.
So this gentleman, yeah, I mean, he's on full scholarship. He's literally singing for a supper.
Yeah.
Right. But so we were going to split all the cat adoption, you know, toys, mm-hmm. whatever, all the fees. But so for Christmas.
He didn't throw in something like, if there's any legal business, I'll handle it. And all the paperwork.
What is he getting his master's in?
He's financial accounting.
No, he's getting his master's in living for free.
Oh, financial accounting.
Yeah, and then he wants to go to law school for like corporate law.
What was his undergrad in?
I think accounting.
Yeah.
Oh, but this
not much to account for when she's paying for everything.
No. Her investment now.
Mm-hmm.
If she actually is going, I don't know if she wants to marry this man.
It's hard to say because you know what?
The way she answered that question. If you stayed, if this was like a long-term relationship,
long play.
Yeah, you will get. I would say. A 3 to 4x on what you're putting in now.
As long as he stays the course and doesn't follow his true siren, which is showbiz.
That's when he'll definitely get the 1x. Because right. Maddie's going to be like, you know what? That was a bad investment. Time to move on.
Yeah, because, you know, I was listening to the Angie Goff, Oh My Goff show. Yeah. She has, I think his name is Craig Conover from Southern Charm.
Mm-hmm.
He's a practicing attorney, but now he's making pillows.
Sounds honest.
Yeah.
Conover.
Come now, stop it. Wait, okay. go back to bed.
Wait, just again, and for those of you joining us in progress, yes, this is a stream of consciousness show. We're figuring it out. Maddie, when yeah. you
have
said,
we hit record yet?
Yeah, we've hit record. You said you've thought about this.
Oh, about the future money?
Yes.
I've thought lots about it.
Mm-hmm. Like, just,
it's intriguing.
It's intriguing.
Okay. I know it's not the holidays, but you brought it up.
Yeah.
How intriguing is it? Like, have you run, and I've seen you use Google Sheets before. Have you run, like, when you're going to have an access point where the X and Y axes are going to meet?
Yeah.
There's no Google Sheets. I just know, so I wouldn't marry somebody just for money.
Of course not.
But I wouldn't, like, not marry someone
what do you
not
think?
For money.
What
you
do
know
you
what I mean?
Think? You just contradicted yourself. What do you think? You'll be shopping for first a wedding gown or something appropriate for a graduation.
I think a graduation.
I would think so. And by the way, I'd like to sidebar quickly to applaud the honesty of all employees here at Podcast Village mm-hmm. because, you know, we had scratch-off tickets during our last show that came up bust. Remember?
Yes.
Maddie's quarter is still here
Look
in the
that.
Studio.
Look at
I
that.
Asked for it back the well, second I gave it away.
Well, here it is. It's here for you now, Thank and God. You can use that to buy a nice dress for a graduation.
Back to you not wanting money but wanting money.
Right.
Well, It's not the sole reason, but it's definitely a factor in decision making.
You know, money
the future,
is the main
right?
reason for all divorces. Yeah,
look, I love dual income. It happens sometimes for me. Most of my relationships did not have them.
Yeah. The only way you can get dual income is if you work two jobs,
yeah.
right?
Three jobs. Do you ever sit down and you're like, hey, we're splitting all the bills, but we're not really splitting all the bills.
Right.
When you start getting paid, just like in Dumb and Dumber, do you have a briefcase of all the IOUs that he get that like he will now like I guess you can get in and be like, hey, remember this IOU?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, look, this $250,000 Lamborghini. This is a keeper.
Yeah, it's a winner.
There are probably like 50 outstanding Venmo requests that I have.
Oh.
IOU.
Oh my God.
And when you say outstanding, that truly is outstanding.
I did not know that was going to be the answer.
Me neither.
Because that lives on your phone. And if you don't see that and feel like a deadbeat, I don't know what you're thinking.
All we really wanted to know is about the Mac the Knife CD.
What is the, okay.
This is a real peek behind the curtain.
I love this. And he doesn't listen to the show, so his feelings won't be hurt.
No,
uh-uh.
What is the most annoying Venmo request that he has not fulfilled on that list.
Okay, let me look. Hold
All right,
on.
Here we go.
This is
great. It's
going
to take a while.
Venmo
there,
for
there's
the
so
kids.
So many to scroll
Rob.
Through.
Yeah. Oh, it is a way to transfer money cyber
yes.
way. Like it's virtual money. It can be cashed out to a check and stuff.
Yeah.
But oh, here's a. This is the original version
this
of
guy's
Venmo.
Got light
and
pockets. It shows
smart guy though.
I mean, Jesus.
And you know what? I will say this. I truly enjoy his company.
One time,
he's never asked me for money.
One time in my life, I had a young lady who made more money than I did. One time,
yeah,
it was a glorious time.
I bet.
My God, when she's like, "I'll pay for dinner," I was like, "It's amazing."
Wow, what must that be like?
It was great. And I remember telling her how much debt I was in because I was in radio. That's what happens when you get.
Oh,
in
that's
radio.
Probably why she found you sexy because women love disc jockeys.
She's probably trying to piss off her parents. I'm sure.
Well, there's that, too.
And she said, "You're in that much debt?" I said, "Yeah, we're in Arizona. We're not making any money, and we've been working for free for years."
How can you be in that much debt? You're not that old.
Yeah. And she said, "You have to pay that down." I said, "I know. I don't, you don't understand. They pay DJs nothing."
This is the same, exactly the same scenario yep. of someone coming up to a fat person and saying, "You know, if you ate less, you'd lose weight." He said, "Yes, but not an option."
And then
not an option.
At one point, she was on her laptop and she had her bank account up.
Oh, dear.
And I wasn't looking at all. I was like off on her couch. She owned her own home.
She owned her own couch. You didn't even own your own couch.
I was 20. She owned a home.
Wow.
I was living with college students on Tempe Ave. And she said, "Did you see that?" I said, "See what?" And I'm like, "I'm watching your big TV, in your home. This is the best setup ever." She said, "I'm sorry. I'm just weird about money." I'm like, "Oh, I don't need to see anything. I'm good.
Right.
Thank you for having me over and let me be part of your life. And
that's
you
right.
pay for everything.
Pass the bugles."
And she had $350,000 saved.
Wow.
Right.
How old
was 27.
Do you still have her number?
At 27. I think her family were independently
just
wealthy.
Looking forward.
But that was in her savings. And I was like, "No way." And she turned the computer around. I was like, "Oh my God.
Wow."
Yeah. And then she went crazy and then it didn't work out.
Well, you know, these things happen. Speaking
yeah.
of which,
oh, sorry.
Maddie.
Back.
Outstanding
back.
Venmo request.
Yes. Right. So Venmo will actually only
as we
show
like
you.
To call them OVRs.
Venmo will only show you about your 20 that are in the queue.
Give us the last 20.
Yeah.
The last 20. Jeez. They're not that exciting. So we have Wi-Fi, groceries.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
Wi-Fi.
If he's on full scholarship. He's not paying for
it's
that.
It's not full scholarship. It's
room
we
and
split
board?
Everything equally, but he will pay me back for that eventually.
I see.
Does that make sense?
Oh, so then do you know what full scholarship is?
So it's never going to happen.
But
full
yeah,
scholarship is when you pay for nothing.
Okay, I don't have the money yet, though.
I know. I get it, but I guess I want to be clear for those listening at home. If you have a loved one in your life, and you pay.
This is where Pony checks
in. And you pay for everything, even though they have some money.
Yeah.
That's full scholarship.
Like having a kid.
Yes.
Yeah.
What Maddie is doing is she is.
Floating?
No. It's almost like she's in a long-term investment. And she's keeping a tally of the dollars owed. So you split everything. It's just when he has money, he can pay you.
Exactly. Yes.
And how does he get money?
That's a great question.
Because when you talk about his swinging LA lifestyle, I tend to envision the movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
His parents are out there, going to parties at Hef's place and occasionally
this
sending him a check.
Not that fancy.
What a great 2020 show. What do you... Okay, so Wi-Fi you split?
Yeah, Wi-Fi, and then there's some dinners.
This is certainly a step up from talking
dinners.
About dusting figurines.
But also, there's one that has three pumpkins on it. I don't know what that means. There's one
you
with
a bunch
Chinese
of emojis.
Flag.
Do you think
none of these make sense?
If he adds emojis, does it make it cute? And you think he's gonna it's a better Venmo thing?
I think it does make it fun.
Is it the 50% or do you pay 70 and he pays
30? No, it's 30? All. I'm terrible because I'm very frugal and I'm pretty good with money.
This is the funnest debt we've ever had.
So, I'm very cheap. I think. Is the what it
no,
comes
no, no, you're
down.
Not cheap. You're,
no,
I am. You're fiscally responsible.
The car needs brakes. Here's a unicorn.
But so I'm like, if we're splitting things 50%, we're splitting it 50%.
Yeah.
So I'm charging
you. Do you go to the cent?
No.
Like, what are we talking about? You round up, round down?
Yeah, like round up, round down. What's $1, $5?
What's the highest? Actually, you know what? What is the lowest amount you're splitting with your
exactly?
Mm-hmm. The lowest amount in here?
Yeah.
Looks like $20.
Electric bill, eggplant. Right there.
Those are the pumpkins. There's three pumpkins in a row. It says $21.
Okay, did you buy pumpkins?
We must have. It's from October 26th.
Oh, that's, you know, he probably bought three pumpkins.
Oh, you don't even know how much. You know what the most expensive one on this one is? You ready?
Yeah.
The Vegas flight when we flew out.
Yeah, that would be more than three pumpkins, certainly.
More than three pumpkins.
Okay. I thought, so we didn't pay for the Vegas flight?
Not for him.
Oh, not for him.
Not for me.
Not for you, but we paid for the hotel, right?
Right. Yes. Very gracious.
Okay.
The plan was for Maddie to win enough money to pay both flights.
So you paid him.
I paid for his both of our flights.
Okay, but then he worked for us that entire weekend.
Right.
I remember seeing him walking around the hotel. He was carrying three pumpkins.
And then he watched you and Mac McIntosh fly down
Fremont Street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get what you're insinuating.
I'm just saying that he puts the free in Fremont Street because he's not paying for anything.
I'm saying Maddie has got this guy wrapped around her finger. This poor man.
What can I say?
Well, you know what? He's
free. Are you bossy at home?
I like the insinuation at home.
Here's the thing. I would say I'm pretty reasonable, but he would say that I am a monster most times.
Okay. Really? What are you monstrous about?
I don't know.
If there's dirty dishes in the sink, how monstrous can you be?
I got bad mood swings. You guys don't even know.
How? Okay, we have a lot of fun at work here, right? We have Michael Mara show.
Well, we do. Maddie's not having much fun right now.
you really stomp into your condo or apartment.
No.
And I just don't see you being that person.
I'm really not that bad, but I feel like he would say I'm that bad.
What do you think, if you can role play a reverse role play? What do you think he would say you're most monstrous about?
I think I'm just kind of impatient. And then I want things.
Like what?
I don't know.
Where's my money?
See,
dinner
you,
on
exactly.
the table.
Where's my money?
Exactly.
Pumpkins on the 26th this year.
And whenever something angers me, I think I just take it out on him, even though it has like nothing to do with him.
Oh, you know it's going to be bad, though?
Usually derails. You know what I mean? You derail on the people you love.
Yeah, that's why he wants a cat.
Yeah.
So there's another target.
What about a dog? I thought you guys were trying to get a dog.
I wanted a dog. Is just so much more work, though, you know?
Do what everyone else does. Bring your dog to work.
The guy doesn't have a job. He can just... Watch the dog.
That's true.
Yeah, but then he's going to be in class, and the goal is to get him a job, so I don't want him to be like, oh, I'm fine staying at home. You know what I mean?
Manny, I'm going to say this as a friend and hopefully a mentor to you.
A relationship mentor?
This gentleman is a keeper.
I know.
Because you are a monster.
I never said he wasn't.
I'm telling you, whatever you do, don't let him go. Because... Look, I know a monster. Like, I've lived that life.
Look in a mirror.
But if you have, like, and it's wrong, but maybe because I was like, I'm paying for everything. It's my rules.
Sure.
But if I had a ledger of IOUs, like Dumb and Dumber.
Exactly.
And I know that my girlfriend was going to be holding that over me every time we go out. Mm-hmm. And he's still singing for you and making mixtapes. Don't let this man go.
I wouldn't say I hold it over him. It's not like, hey, you owe me all this money.
Yeah. Meanwhile, there's an emoji. It says rent is due. Microphone.
I literally sang
for my supper.
I'm not saying you hold it over him, but the phone holds it over him.
Yeah.
Well, what do you want from me?
I think you're handling, this is very woke of you as far as.
And lit.
As far as, you know, being 23 in 2020.
Yes.
But do not think you're going to find another man that's going to deal with you the way you deal with him.
Especially with the amount. I mean, there's a lot of Venmo entries there, but some of them are very tiny.
Yeah.
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 What about splurging?
Yeah.
What about buying him a slice once in a while?
Well, how about back to my Christmas gift to him.
Okay.
Oh, that's
okay.
Right. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Hey, you know what? Let's pause here.
Full circle.
Exactly. Yeah. And when we come back, we'll reveal what she gave him for Christmas.
Here we go.
And it was a written statement of everything on Venmo.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the
away.
Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I live in the American Gardens building on West 81st Street, on the 11th floor. My name is Patrick Bateman. I'm 27 years old. I believe in taking care of myself. In a balanced diet and a rigorous exercise routine. In the morning, if my face is a little puffy, I'll put on an ice pack while doing my stomach crunches. I can do 1,000 now. After I remove the ice pack, I use a deep pore cleanser lotion. In the shower, I use a water-activated gel cleanser. Then a honey almond body scrub. And on the face, an exfoliating gel scrub. Then I apply an herb mint facial mask, which I leave on for 10 minutes while I prepare the rest of my routine. I always use an aftershave lotion with little or no alcohol, because alcohol dries your face out and makes you look older. Then moisturizer, then an anti-aging eye balm, followed by a final moisturizing protective lotion.
Take the lyrics to Land of Confusion. In this song, Phil Collins addresses the problems of abusive political authority. Christy, get down on your knees so Sabrina can see your ass. Phil Collins' solo career seems to be more commercial and therefore more satisfying in a narrower way. Especially songs like In the Air Tonight and Against All Odds. Sabrina, don't just stare at it, eat it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Rob.
That's starting the year off on the right foot.
He came out swinging.
Yeah, make sure you take care of yourself. No dry skin. Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for the program. If you're a first-timer, happy New Year. Sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS. From Asbury Park, New Jersey, Oscar, greetings from Asbury Park. To Concord, Massachusetts, from Longmont, Colorado, to Midlothian, Virginia, from Thousand Oaks, California, to Kalamata, Greece, try the olives. TMOS is on the air and everywhere, so let's get started. A service of Harry's. Oh, I love Harry's. Harry's is great. My head has never been shinier. And Rosker, this year.
Oscar.
This year, why not make a New Year's resolution that you can actually keep?
All right,
that's, and that's Harry's. Resolve to manage your finances and your
face.
Because razors can be expensive, but at $2 a cartridge, Harry's saves you money all year long. New customers can get $5 off a Harry's trial set when you go to harrys.com/TMOS. Harry's is a return to the essential quality craftsmanship that they offer at a fair price each and every day. It's a simple ergonomic design with 5 sharp blades. I love it. They source their steel from Sweden and manufacture their blades in a world-class factory in Germany. I don't know how they do it, but their blades never get dull.
Best.
It's the only thing that keeps my head looking as shiny as it does. They cut out the middleman and ship directly to you. And here's the best part. If you don't love your shave, let them know, and they'll give you a full refund, no questions asked. Harry's has a special offer just for our listeners. New customers get $5 off a trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. You get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, the best foaming shave gel. It's so great. The best foaming shave gel you've ever had. It has aloe in it and a travel cover. So join the millions of guys who have already switched and go to harrys.com/TMOS to claim your offer. Harry's would make a great Christmas gift for your boyfriend.
Oh, Jesus.
But it's not what Maddie got Mac.
It would have been perfect.
John
Absolutely
Mac.
Perfect.
My name is Mac. John Mac.
You know who got Harry's little Luca?
Really? Is he's not that age yet.
I'm telling you, he's got that stubble.
Oh, man. Oh,
I said, it's time to get that. He goes, what's this? And I said, that's hair. This is a Harry's razor. You're going to use this. Here's a little subscription. You don't have to worry about anything else.
I remember at that age about when you shave your upper lip like every 7 months or so, and it feels so funky when you're done because you're not used to it.
And you feel like a man.
You do. You absolutely do. You absolutely do. Speaking of men, let's talk about Mac. John Mac.
John Mac.
Maddie, he made you an album?
He did.
For Christmas?
Well, a record, one song.
A single, a one-sided 45, right. Mm-hmm. And you returned the...
Is that an LP or EP?
That would actually probably be known as an EP.
EP.
Or a single, yeah, one or the other. An EP is an extended play, so that would probably be multiple songs. I have to say it's a single.
So he goes on vacation, mm-hmm. he spends his time singing songs for you.
Many, many sessions.
And what do you get for him?
So, reminder, looking into getting a cat.
Right.
And so I figured for Christmas, I would just absorb the adoption fee myself.
Mm.
So whatever that is, be it a couple $100, whatever, I got it.
Oh, you
got
the cash.
Even though we were going to split it.
She got mad cash.
We were going to split it, but I was like, he shouldn't have to worry about that because of money. So I will be the one to get the cat.
Right.
So... I'm like, how am I going to do this in a creative way?
Mm.
So I go on Pinterest, I go on Etsy, and then I find this place where you can make your own scratch-off tickets. And
oh, like for a lottery.
Exactly. They'll put in whatever prize you want. And
you were able to do this without the quarter that you left here over vacation?
Somehow. So I got the lottery ticket in the mail, and the first thing you scratch off, you have to get like three numbers in a row, is a bust, and then the second one... is a winner.
It doesn't just say cat. There's actually, you're
oh,
trying.
Oh, no, it's a legitimate lottery ticket.
It looks like a lottery ticket.
You're trying to give the element games. A chance.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, so, and I told him, I said, your Christmas gift hasn't come in yet, but I wanted you to have something, so I gave him this lottery ticket, and he looked so disappointed.
Yeah.
So he's scratching it off. The first one doesn't win, and then the second one wins, and then he thinks that it's just a fake ticket that's going to say he won like $10,000 or something. So then,
are you gonna fake it? What's your poker face? Are you laughing? Are you?
No,
like,
no. I'm just sitting there watching him scratch it off, not giving anything away.
Yeah.
And then he scratches.
You've watched him scratch before.
Oh, we do this all the time.
Sure.
And then he scratches off the prize box, and it says, "A cat of our choosing." I think is what it said. So then I explained to him.
What
that
it is? It's Cat 2019.
There you go.
2020.
2020.
Well, but you know, it's Christmas.
Yeah, correct.
Sorry. So anyway, I got him a cat. Basically,
but you don't have it yet.
Not yet.
It's like a gift certificate.
It's like a picture of a cat.
But I thought it was fun.
What kind of cat are you gonna get? Do you know the color?
This poor guy. Again, don't let him go, Maddie.
No.
Well, as Mike said, I could do worse. So.
this poor guy.
He probably, just put in a Venmo for a flea collar.
He's probably like, oh man. I sang my heart out, like, and she takes care of me.
Called in favors. Absolutely.
Recording studio time, mixing. I live in Los Angeles. She's from Buffalo. If we get married, I gotta go to Buffalo.
Yeah, that's like a Hallmark movie.
Brutal.
He would come to Buffalo, and it would be snowy, and you would treat him the true meaning of Christmas. That would be the plot.
and he maybe he was like, if I hit a jackpot or a match,
right.
I can pay off my girlfriend. Maybe. But instead...
He would do an emoji of a plane and a dollar sign and a smiley face. It mean he paid for the ticket.
When are you going to get this cat? Like this, I feel like you should have picked it up by now.
Probably within the month.
I mean, what? How?
But we got to find the right one. I'm not just going to get him a random cat. We're going to pick it out together.
But you're going to the shelter?
Yeah.
Yeah, the rescue cat.
So I've done that, right? It's like going to be $300 roughly.
That's fine.
Well, it sounded painful when you said that.
Fancy. You know, a diamond collar. Why not you?
You need to get two kittens. I did the wrong thing. Got one kitten. Had to let him go
He speaks the truth. Two cats are no more trouble than one cat, and they play with each other.
So then they're tired.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, if you get two kittens, you'll never have to buy hundreds of dollars worth of games and never have to play with them because they'll play with each other.
The other theory is to get one kitten and one hamster, and then you save money on cat food.
Oh no!
But no, would you? Are you open to two kittens?
Not really.
You don't have to buy another lottery
ticket. It's going to make your life 10 times better. I'm telling you.
I'll consider it.
Should they be siblings? Do you think?
Unfortunately, there's so many kittens out there. Like if she walked into the ASPCA or wherever I got my guy, or Khaleesi.
Wegmans.
They tried to give us two and they were right.
Yeah, they were right.
They were right. They were like, no, you don't understand. Unless you have the time to put in to play with this kitten, like it will destroy your house because that's all they know to do is play.
Yeah, that's it. They gotta be worn out.
They need to get worn out. You gotta run them.
Run them. Put them in a treadmill. Put them in one of those big exercise balls.
So it's going to be $600.
Awesome.
I did not know that. I bet if you go into the ASPCA and ask for two, they'll give you a price break.
No, BOGO?
Yeah. BOGO cat. Go in with a hard fist, Maddie. They want to get rid of the cats. You're the diamond here.
Okay.
Get a deal. I'll talk them down if you want.
You have names? Like call one Waffles and then another chicken?
I don't think they come with names.
Chicken and Waffles?
How about a cat named Elway?
Why?
Eli.
No, John Elway played for Buffalo.
No.
He didn't?
No.
He played for the Broncos.
Yeah, you're the worst.
Oh, I am the worst.
The heck, yes. Bob.
Yeah. Oh, well. Elway. Still a good name.
Elway.
Tom is a Spanish name.
Of all the things.
I'm sorry. My apologies.
How dare you?
Yeah.
They're all white guys. I get that.
All right. How about this? A cat named OJ.
Now we're talking. I'll get my mom to recreate the picture.
A weak save.
Yeah. Terrible.
Sorry about that.
How about this Elway?
How about a cat named Theismann?
How about we take a break and come back?
I think it's a good idea.
Theismann.
I'm just following you today.
Let's go Romo.
Or Tomo.
What about Dak and then Prescott?
Any others?
I mean, these are all... Elway was so far away
from
Buffalo.
It was really off. It was. You know what? I made a mistake. First one of 2020.
Still love you.
Yeah, I love you too. Can't wait for our flu shots.
Get two kittens.
Two. That's right. Name them both Elway. Back after.
John and Elway.
This is your president speaking. The losers at Mike O'Mara's show require your feedback. Needy. They need to be rated by you to validate themselves. Insecure. Example, give the mailbag 5 out of 5 stars. Generous. Assign a 100% to the news you may not need. Lies. TMOS needs a report card. I need to make America great again. Pun. Sad. And now let's round out the promo with some of my best words. Good, strong, taco, sneaky, sweet, thick, crunch, tight, tall, milkshake, China, superior, fish sandwich, and Putin. Hooray for me. I am your king. Misguided. Very sad.
I like how he sounds surprised when he says milkshake. Like he's not aware he's going to say it. Everyone loves Liquid IV. We've talked about Liquid IV on the show all the time.
Oh, save my life this break.
Absolutely. The hydration multiplier is amazing. We all know how much we love it. But have you heard about Liquid IV's new product? Liquid IV Energy Multiplier.
Oh, I did not know about
this. Oh, yeah. Just mix it with water and drink it up. Energy Multiplier gives you a sustained energy boost with no crash. Here's the best part about it, is that it's gentle and it's all day long. Half of Americans report that they fight with daily fatigue, and Liquid IV Energy Multiplier gives you sustained energy throughout the day. It's the perfect replacement for your morning coffee and an all-natural alternative to processed energy drinks that always make you feel like garbage.
Where is my box? Do you have it already?
No, it's on the way. Oh, it's on the way. It's brand new, but you can get it on the website right now. Wait. Plus, it's got the best flavor, lemon lime.
Nice.
The Liquid IV Lemon Lime is the best. It is non-GMO, vegan, and free of gluten, dairy, and soy. We all love Liquid IV, and I know you will too. You can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order on Liquid IV's website. Just go to liquidiv.com and enter the promo code TMOS to save 25% and get better hydration and more energy. No crash, Oscar. You could probably use a taste of it today.
Oh my God, I could.
liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. Don't wait. Start fueling your adventures today.
Quick question.
Shoot.
When you said Elway earlier.
Yeah.
You were looking for Jim Kelly.
That's who I was looking for. Yeah, and you know what? And I'm not a sports guy. Yeah. Sorry about that.
You can name him Jim Kelly, or one of them Jim and the other one Kelly.
That's right. And you know what?
Is that too hacky for Buffalo?
No, you know what'd be great?
That's something a Buffalonian would do in a heartbeat.
What if it's a boy and a girl? Because Kelly can be a girl's name.
Yeah, but
Jim the boy cat and Kelly the girl cat.
I like it when... And I think you might hate this, but I like it when people call their pets real people's names.
Like Herman?
Like Casey Dukes, Chad Dukes' brother.
Yeah.
His dog's name is Steve.
That's great.
That's a pretty good name for a dog. But dog names also should have a long vowel.
He literally says, "Hey, Steve." Like he like talks about Steve like it's a person.
But then there
like
are
Santos sounds like a dog, right?
A little bit.
I wish I would have named Santos Steve.
Well, Linus is a dog name, clearly. Not really a person name anymore. But we pet sit a dog over the holidays that had a people name that I didn't like for a dog.
What?
Cody.
Cody should be a cool, like, skater dog.
He was not a skater dog. He was, we called him Yo Dog.
Or a wrestling.
No, he was a little like
Cody Rhodes.
Looked like he was some sort of bastardization of a fat
muscular
chihuahua. No, fat.
Oh, fat.
And to a point that when Robert first saw him, he said, "What is that?
Oh.
Is that a cat?" I said, "No, it's a big it's a fluffy dog." He had a tremendous underbite, so mm-hmm. every time he looked at you, it was he's out like this. But he was older, he's 13, very chill, and we called him Yo Dog because he was like Linus's teacher.
Oh.
Who was like, "Calm you will be. Get yeah. some sleep now. Nap all day."
So how does, okay, because I've seen this happen.
Right.
Because we took Santos to Los Angeles. Don't ask me why.
Well, to try to get him into show business.
Yeah. He didn't make the cut. A bunch of castings.
He didn't sleep with the director.
And Nino is like the dog my sister has is a Maltese, I guess.
Hey, waddle doodle. Woof.
And he wants nothing to do with, like they'll hang.
Right.
But he's older. So
are they both alpha-ish?
No.
So it's not
no,
that.
No, it's not that. No, he just, Santos wants to play.
And but he's,
like,
old,
he's
yeah.
like, "Dude, I'm 8.
We had some
I
of that.
I don't do this.
We had some of that. There was one, I'll show you a video after the show. They played
I'll,
for like.
I'll pass on the video.
No, you'll love it. It's very cool. But there was one point where Cody's just like, "We're done here." And Linus goes into like a total play pause thing.
Yeah.
And Cody just turns and walks. Also, Cody absolutely deaf, which is really kind of tough when you're pet sitting a dog.
How do you know when dog's deaf?
But because you go, "Cody,
yeah,
Cody,
yeah,
Cody."
Maybe he's just like, "I don't want to deal with you, man."
No, it's not that. Because you go, "Dinner."
Okay.
Then dinner.
Then
and there's nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. And also the other good thing about Cody is he's diabetic. So he had to get 2 shots a day.
You had to shoot up a dog?
Yeah.
I was How do you shoot up a dog?
Well, first of all, he doesn't ever hear you coming because he's deaf. You just grab him by the scruff of the neck and you give him 7 units.
But scruff, like in the neck?
Yeah. He doesn't even flinch.
To the jugular?
No, he's sort of fat. Like all I can do, and I'll use myself as an example.
Yes, please.
You just sort of grab the back of the neck where there's, and then you the only thing you have to make sure is not to get your own finger.
What about the air bubble? Doesn't the air bubble
kill you? No, you have to be careful with the shot. You know, you take it out and you do the little thump. Yeah.
Damn, I didn't know dogs get diabetes.
Yeah, and so he had special food, but mostly I just fed him candy. They say chocolate's bad for dogs. I think it's okay. But
peanut butter cup.
But this was the other thing about him. He is such a perfect set in his way dog. Linus, we got him so young from his mom. I think he was 7 weeks, and he was never in like a big shelter. He was from a small litter. He still doesn't know as a boy dog to lift his leg to pee. He doesn't do it. He still squats.
No one's showing him.
Just like his dad, me. So we had over the holiday,
that's just because you're lazy. time to sit. Why not? Be honest.
I stand. I just don't lift my leg. You have to admit, our bathroom's pretty small.
Very true, very true.
So we had to get some furniture over the holidays. We'll talk more about this at another time. But because of that, between the delivery of the couch and the large item pickup, for the trash man, we had to actually keep a sofa in our backyard for a few days because
there's
no other. Yeah, well, there's
always
no other place to put it. It was under the deck.
What
it's
about 1-800 got junk?
What? What about?
They're open till midnight.
How about I pay a trash service and they said we can come get it Tuesday?
All right.
So anyway, so we have it out there.
If you were my neighbors and I just saw an old couch in the backyard,
you wouldn't see it.
Why?
Because we've got an 8-foot privacy fence and it was under the deck. Just had a place to had
just,
to put it.
Just screams white trash.
Well, I was going to put it in the garage, but all the fruitcake stuff is there.
Sorry.
Well, you know, these things happen. Okay. Cherries take up room too, you know.
Okay.
So anyway, we have it in the backyard, and this is where Yo Dog comes to play. Wise, old, knowledgeable dog. Mm-hmm. We open the door to let him out. It takes him 6 seconds to go out and lift his leg and pee on our old couch.
Oh.
And Linus is like, "We can do that?" And so Linus is now, at least the days that it was out there, couch is gone now. He was not raising his leg, but he was peeing near the couch.
What about him learning to do that inside?
On the couch?
Yes.
No, that's something you unlearn.
Well, that's
that.
What I'm saying. Like, that's what I would be scared about.
I kept an eye on him.
Why did you have to get a new couch?
We didn't have to. It was offered to us.
Offered you?
Yeah. Well, actually, you know, we did need a couch.
You had a news couch?
No, it was. It's probably about a year old.
News, slightly yeah. used.
What happened is that the couch that we had down in the living room in the basement for the big TV,
yeah.
It was a WJFK reclaim from the old days.
Yeah.
And the leather.
Office furniture.
Yeah, leather just started to stop
the
being
pleather,
leather. It was.
Honest.
It was.
Was it leather or pleather?
It was leather, but of the worst Wait, variety.
Was this Mike's office furniture?
This was the furniture from the Rockville studio.
Okay.
When the Don and Mike show moved to the Rockville studio, mm-hmm. and they afforded us a budget to get furniture.
What a different world we lived in.
I know.
Can you imagine that?
And I asked if I could have it, and I believe the attitude was, well, no one's watching it. And I said, well, how long is my key card good for? They said, we got you good through Monday.
Oh,
said,
my God.
That's all I need. So you know what? For 10 years,
yeah,
it was
yeah.
a solid piece of furniture.
Okay.
But it was cheap leather. I can't even think of the name. It might have been Value City.
Oh, I love Value City.
And well, it's an entire city based on value. And the leather just started to shear off in pieces, okay. so we had to get rid of
so
it.
So what did you get? What's this news option?
Okay, well, perhaps you remember over, I guess it was last February or March, my Uncle George passed away.
Yes.
And his sons are both nearing 40, and they have houses that are full of furniture. They
yeah.
didn't need anything from George's house.
You got a dead man's couch?
Got two dead men's couches. But the best thing that I got, I'll tell you about in a moment. The cat, why? It's not like he died on the couch.
I know you love family and you love death.
Yes.
This is.
I don't love death. Why did I agree to that?
This is a whole new level.
No.
And does everyone in your family know about this?
Your haunted furniture?
No, I'll tell you what, everyone in the family was picking over the house like Ebenezer Scrooge.
Are you kidding me?
I'll tell you about it when we come back.
All right. Crazy.
What's Pony?
Oh.
Hi, I'm Pony. Do you like bonuses? How about shows? Well, how about a bonus show? I know. It's unreal. The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. It's a thing, and you can buy it. So don't wait. Get it.
Me?
Now. That's it. That's all.
We need like a scratcher version of that.
It's a thing. You can buy it.
Yeah. He's not selling.
You don't think so?
No, he's pushing people away.
I think I bought it. I got a free cat.
Let's murder that one.
No. You know what? People love it.
I don't have any sound
what is
effects.
The explosions. More like an
Boom.
Make like a Skywalker film, The Rise of Pony. Anyway, yes, Pony, I still love your work.
Thank you, Rob.
I actually think we need to redo you.
Well, it's
like,
not.
We have to, in 2020, Pony can't just be like this unexciting, boring single man.
I believe
he slowed me down on purpose.
No. I do believe that we had the same talk at the beginning of 2019.
Did you really slow him down?
No. That was his read. I added the water and the birds. I thought that was a little sizzle. Listen, the holidays are over and it's a brand new year. No one can argue with that. And if you're stressed about the high credit interest cards used over the holidays, everyone uses credit cards during the holidays, overextend yourself. You're stressed about it. Settle down. We can help. Pay off your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Lightstream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 5.95% APR with autopay, which is incredibly lower than the
good.
National average.
Yeah.
Do you know the average rate is 20% APR?
Yeah.
Ugh. There are no fees, and you can even apply to Lightstream right from your phone because Lightstream believes people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver.
5.7%?
5.95% APR with autopay. Nice. The Jesus. National average is 20%.
I have my credit score is over 800.
Yes.
Got
show off.
No, I'm trust me, I had to consolidate my credit years ago.
Sure.
To rebuild it. And one of my credit cards is 17.8%.
Seems like a great deal.
Is that the Natty card?
I'm call on Lightstream.
Do it. Jesus. Do it. I love Lightstream, and I know you will, too. Just for our listeners,
Maddie,
apply now to get a special interest rate discount. But the only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/TMOS. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/TMOS. Lightstream.com/TMOS. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/TMOS for more information. So do it.
You think if the Masiellos, I'm not going to put Tony in this world. If Maddie had a card that she would say, okay, look, this is like a cash card.
Right.
But the transaction fee would be 50% of the actual cash that's on the card.
I mean, like, it would be MasterCard.
Yeah. Your poor boyfriend.
I tell him, I'm like, you're lucky I don't charge interest.
Oh, my God.
And he says, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Pombone, do you mind letting Santos out of the studio? He's here now. I tried to get rid of him earlier.
No, he's going to apply at Lightstream.
He's probably going to go pee on a couch. He's like, that sounds like a great idea. Thank you, man.
So here's the deal.
Okay. Man's couch.
Well, it's sort of built to that, because there's a very sweet part of this story as well that doesn't make me look like a loser lech.
You don't sound like a leech. You don't sound like a loser. It feels like you don't respect death.
I think when you hear this, you'll be okay with it, but we shall see.
Okay.
We shall see. When my Uncle George passed, one of the things he mentioned to his sons is that he would like for me to have his grandfather clock. And I didn't realize the fact that what happened is this. The grandfather clock that stood in his foyer as long as I knew my Uncle George was a wedding gift to him from my grandfather, Big Daddy. And it's a beautiful...
Saw it on Facebook.
It's a beautiful thing. Yeah. It's my best Christmas present this year, because I had to pay to have it moved, because it's sort of a big deal to move a grandfather.
How much does that cost?
It was...
like a pool table move?
Well, how much does a pool table cost?
I think a pool table move is roughly like $1,000.
It was in the 500 range, because what happens is you have to...
Crate it?
They did not crate it, and I'm not sure we chose the best movers, but they got the job done. The chimes in a grandfather clock are actually like rods. They're not. They don't look like bells. They're rods that hang down of different length.
Yeah.
And so when it plays the bum, 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 it's all different things. They cannot move and clank together.
Did you get, who'd you get, two guys in a truck?
Essentially.
The college hunks?
It was not college hunks, to be sure. But what they have to do is do like a template of cardboard.
Craigslist mover?
I was shocked when they showed up with a pickup truck, not a box truck.
Did you stop by 7-Eleven and say, hey, guys, get in the back?
Mrs. Spiewak did it because it was a gift for me. And it's not. She went a different direction than I would have.
Yeah, but where? I mean, but who? Just say it.
It was a guy in my neighborhood. Literally a guy.
A rando?
And he said.
Was he Latino?
No, he wasn't. Oh. But he kept saying this. He had two things that he said. This was great. He said, I'm trying to start a moving company. I said, terrific. He said, also, don't tell my my helper how much you're paying me.
Was he Latino?
He was not.
Bet they were.
No, I promise Leesburg. You they weren't. No, what they were is it was one.
By the Home Depot, had him jump back your car.
It was one guy that was trying to snake the other guy out of his half because he didn't want to know how much he paid.
And who? And your wife set that up?
She set it up. That's... And I was shocked because, you know, I thought, you know what? His sons, they said, also, he has this sectional sofa that we have no use for. If you're having movers come out, you should take this. It's been used maybe a total of 3 hours of its entire life.
You're doing them a favor. What color? It's a floral print.
No. It's a mashed sort of a short velvet. Not a velvet. Velvet is not the right word. But it's a
crushed velvet.
Yeah, not even that. It's just a
like
nice,
Austin Powers tuxedo.
Not at all like that. And it's a light brown, a tan, and it's it seats very long with a chaise at the end. It's beautiful. And so they said, you would be doing us a favor if you got it out of the house.
Yeah, I think you are.
And so we did that and an easy chair and the grandfather clock. Oh, and his records.
What about the easy? When did the easy chair get through?
The easy chair matches the sofa.
Okay, and the records? Don't you have enough records?
Well, that's the thing. This is the hoarder's nightmare.
How big was this truck?
It was a pickup truck. It took them 4 trips. It was a miserable day.
This makes no sense.
I know.
Did you have to pay him 4 times?
No, paid them. It was a flat rate, but it was, I expected it to be a guy shows up, truck, gets it, goes.
Yeah.
But no, it was 4 trips.
Did you have to carry the grandfather
clock in with them? I didn't touch anything. I did not touch anything. And here's, I wanted to tell you this. For the grandfather clock, all the swinging apparatus and the weights and everything have to come out. And the chimes, you do a template in a piece of cardboard that slides up over the chimes so they don't move around. And they had to actually, it was so bad to watch. They had to lay the clock down to do this.
Yeah.
And they said, well, this is okay on newer clocks.
Older, how do they know? They're just starting a moving company. Do you YouTube it?
Actually, they did YouTube it, and I did some research, too, to make sure that, God knows I had plenty of time that day, making sure they weren't blowing it. And they said, older clocks, it might be a problem, but it's not a big deal with newer clocks. I said, when does a clock become an older clock? They say, 45, 50 years. This clock is exactly 45 years old. So, I mean, we really kind of had to roll the dice.
What's the value on this thing?
I have no idea.
Oh, I know you, Rob. 10 years working with you. You looked it up on eBay. How much are you running for?
I did not look it up on eBay. I do know that when I saw at a used
Pony's
clock store...
Me.
You saw at a used clock store.
Oh, just one time you saw the same clock, used clock?
No, because I went to a used clock store, A, to see if I could download a manual, doesn't exist, and also to get a guy to come out to give it a service call because it just made
Pinball Paul.
Not Pinball Paul, he doesn't do grandfather clocks. I think it's probably around $4,000 or $5,000 to get a clock like this. Yeah, I think it's about like that.
I feel like nobody wants a grandfather clock.
This is spoken by someone that has no room for a grandfather clock.
It's digital. What? We live in a digital world. Oh, we barely need watches.
You have no idea how beautiful this thing is. That every 15 minutes I get a chime. It's gorgeous.
A chime every 15 minutes? Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
It's is it wonderful. Bluetooth? Can you turn it off?
I can Bluetooth it. I do. Okay, maybe this will make you happy.
Okay.
I set it by the clock on my iPhone.
You can do?
Well, no. I mean, I look at my iPhone and use that to set it as a time.
That's not a smart clock.
Not a smart guy.
I don't think my mom had like a little cuckoo clock where the cuckoo, the little thing would come out at the top.
Yeah.
And then my brother and I.
Similar technology, probably chains that you pull weights down.
Wanted to see if we could catch it and broke it. but I don't know anybody in my family that ever had a grandfather clock.
This is.
Pony, did you ever have one?
No, but we did have a cuckoo clock as well.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
Didn't try to catch it?
No.
Maddie,
grandfather clock?
My grandparents did.
Yeah. Oh, you see? That they living up to their name.
Who got it when they passed?
Well, my grandma's still alive.
Oh, okay.
So it's still
are you on the list?
I don't know. I haven't asked.
You all better get on that if you want
I guess
the clock.
So.
You're going
to
need it.
Got a lot of cousins to beat up.
Yeah. Give it to the fat kid with the scar. No, but it is.
You love it.
I love it.
It looked beautiful, but it also looked like. Does it go with the rest of the decor of your house?
Sure.
I mean, sure.
I mean, exactly sure. It does. It looks great.
It just seemed like it was dated.
It's a grandfather clock. Of course it's going to be dated.
Yeah,
the technology's 400 years old.
I'm not talking about it.
You mean out of place?
Out of place.
Yeah.
Far from it.
You got a jukebox, a grandfather clock.
Newest thing in my house is my kids, and they're nearly 20. So no, it looks one. It's in the living room upstairs. It looks beautiful.
And every 15 minutes.
Yep. And you know what?
Poor Linus.
He did tilt his head the first time it chimed.
Like that effing clock.
You know who didn't mind it is the deaf dog.
I bet.
He loved it.
Like I'm gonna go take a leak on that. I'm done here.
Okay. I've got to go check on my urine-soaked clock, and we're back after this. I want to hear about you a little bit about your trip to LA.
I can't wait.
All right, back after this, folks.
Okay. Listen up. O'Reilly here, and you're there, and you want to get in touch with TMOS. You don't know how. You're out of touch, right? Lazy, uninformed, not good people. Well, who's looking out for you? I am. I'm here at the Factor, and we can hook you up. You can always email the show at rob@mikeomerishow.com. That's Rob, 2 B's, big head, not a good guy. Or P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Mail something like a letter or a parcel or a citizenship inquiry for Oscar. He's not from around here. We keep an eye on that one. And be sure to keep an eye out for my new book, Killing Mike O'Mara. Yeah, the plot involves $1 margaritas and a kid named Pony. He's very thin, nervous guy. The Mike O'Mara Show, always available and always looking out for you. This is Bill O'Reilly, and I hate everything.
I bet he likes grandfather clocks.
Oh.
You have to wind it once a week.
Wind it?
Yeah. There's a crank, and there's three different pendulums. One does the movement, one does the chiming, and one does the music.
Do you do that?
I do. Every Sunday.
Gross.
I'll send a video.
No.
Hey, that's a great video. Here's me winding my clock.
Gross.
Hey, getting in shape doesn't have to... You know how I keep in shape? It's by winding the clock. That's right. Getting in shape doesn't have to be about losing a specific amount of weight or a magic number on the scale. That's why we all love Noom. Noom is the best.
Oh,
N-O-O-M. Because everyone is different, Noom adjusts to your lifestyle. Noom helps users learn to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. Noom teaches you why you do the things you do and empowers you with the tools you need to break bad habits and replace them with better ones. It's simple psychology. You see, it's not a diet.
Fact.
Noom is a healthy and easy stick-to way of life. Just 10 minutes a day will change your life. The thing about Noom that we all love, and this is amazing, it has the greatest food database available. Everything at a glance, it makes food tracking easy, and that's half the battle right there. If you can track what you eat, Noom makes it easy. Oscar loves Noom, and Mike tells me Carla has never looked better. Yeah. I'm not going to say that, even though Mike says
it. I probably shouldn't say this, but our guy Charlie from Podcast Village, Noom guy.
Is he a Noom guy?
And he loves it.
It's great stuff.
Loves it.
The thing about it, it really does adjust you so you can make it work for you. You don't have to change it all in one day, folks. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/TMOS. What have you got to lose? Wait, right? Huh? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/TMOS. We won't be able to get to all of it because we're short on time. I know from looking at the grandfather clock.
How much time we got here?
Yeah, well, you can take 10 minutes. Tell us a little bit about your trip to LA. At least a part of it, because I know that you did Christmas on the West Coast.
Perfect. Split for the coast. Was a little surreal this time because for those of you keeping track at home, my sister lived in Pittsburgh for 10 years.
It's just like going to Pittsburgh.
Yeah. And it was fun. You could drive, get back. Sometimes you get back in 4 or 5 hours. Sometimes it'd take 12, depending on the holiday.
Right.
But they had a pool, a big house, nice stack of bricks. Better than anything I could ever live in. Then they moved to...
Enough room for a grandfather clock?
Probably, but I don't know if they're into that.
Well,
but they're into moving. And then they moved to Bel Air in Los Angeles.
Which is not just... Los Angeles, that's
like
Los
the Fresh Prince
Angeles.
Of Bel Air's
sure,
house.
Exactly.
Like the exterior of the house around the corner.
Fancy schmancy.
You go through the gates. Oh my God. I remember the 2 years I lived there. How many times did I get out there? I did the show from there.
Right.
I did the show from there so many times that I figured out that I could check in at the Playboy Mansion while doing the show. It was so great.
I remember.
And then they moved to Windermere, Florida, back across the country. And
so they not only like to move, they like to move long distances.
Long distances.
Sure.
Was great for us because we're in the same time zone. Finally, you don't have to fly 5-6 hours to get to where they're at. And we got to see them more often. But and I know, Mike, you're probably listening out, Florida. And I know that Todd's down there now. God bless him. Kind of boring. Kind of a boring place.
Well, you know, it was boring before Todd got there.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying, like, Disney's fun. I didn't ever got to Disney. What's the best? Universal's great.
Universal's
fine.
Good,
yes.
Sure.
There's no natural wonder, if you like.
Well, it's rather Florida.
It's just Florida. Look, it's vape shops, it's meth heads, and it's tourist attraction.
What if I want to get my nails done? Is anywhere for that?
Probably you can get your nails done. Get facials, Carla.
Sure.
I don't have the number, but what was it?
Dermaglow, isn't it?
Dermaglow, yes. Thank you. But it was a different life.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get the hot call. It says, hey, we're moving back to Los Angeles.
Sure.
Now, when we went to Florida, families were, home is where your heart is. I don't know what the saying is.
I think you said it.
Home is where your heart is,
yeah.
Or home is where your family is?
Well, no, home is where the heart is.
Or the family makes the home?
You could say that.
What did they used to do in my Little House on the Prairie?
they would die of typhoid.
Okay. Different show.
It was a long, saw different episodes.
Okay. I just saw the one where they roll down the hill.
That's the closing credits.
Okay, yeah. Never mind.
But home is where the heart is,
meaning that
wherever you want to be with your family.
We're happy to do that.
A home is different than a house.
And the tradition is my sister hosts Christmas.
Right. Beautiful.
And my sister, without fail, will kill herself time-wise to take any home and make it into the family home.
Okay.
By decorating, making, having two Christmas trees. Everything's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
They move in this place 8 months ago, it felt like.
Okay.
We show up with Santos in tow. Different story, but he's come along for the trip. And it is a palatial, beautiful home in a neighborhood I didn't know existed.
You love LA.
Called, this is it. This is me. Rolling up, I was like, oh. Look at all those floor-to-ceiling windows.
Yes.
Looking at the Pacific Ocean.
Yes.
Is that Los Angeles right of me? Is that Malibu across the way? Look at that sunset. I'm never leaving. Yeah. Never, ever, ever. And when I tell you that...
Did you see John Mack's family?
Pete Sampras lives in their neighborhood. The tennis player.
Yes. Not Pete Sampras, the real estate agent.
No. They have tennis courts in their backyard.
Hey, I bet Pete Sampras would like to use those tennis courts.
I wish I could play. My back's jacked up. I couldn't even play basketball with Luca.
Yeah.
And I sat there and I said... I looked at Shannon, this is right before we went to bed, and I said, isn't this place great?
Yeah.
Not like the Damone thing, like, isn't the...
No, you really meant it.
I was
it.
Like, this, yeah. this... I was like, and my sister makes you feel so welcome and so great. And I said, I know doctors, they make great money. I know I've made some bad decisions in my life, and this is another reminder.
Yep.
I took a different path in life, and then I literally... It was like about to go to bed, and then I hear... somebody walking in the hall, but far away, like echo walking in the
Did
hall.
Did you think it was a ghost?
And I said, did Santos get out of the room? So I get out. No, it's my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law is leaving for the hospital. He just got home literally maybe an hour and a half before he had to leave again. And I said, this man is grinding like I've never seen him grind before. Mm-hmm. Now, you own a multi-million dollar home, whatever you're doing. I imagine that's what has to happen. I'll never know. And then I saw him maybe for four more hours the entire trip we were there. Because all he was doing is working.
Yeah.
And you know what my sister was doing?
What?
Pediatrician. God bless her.
Right.
She said, I can't wait till you set up my telemedicine machine so I can... You know, start my telemedicine business, and I'm happy for it. I do it. I set this thing up.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a spaceship. Like I'm going to show you. Maybe this could be a show pick if we do that. I said, look, Costa's going to work every day. I know that you just moved and like got the house ready and everything's fantastic, but what I've built you
right.
is better than what Mr. Mike O'Mara has in Florida.
Yeah,
so much so that I texted it.
So a telemedicine, it doesn't actually make medicine.
No.
It is a like a video conference.
It's not an easy bake oven.
A video conference.
Yeah,
system.
Yeah. You call.
Well, you
in.
Have to forgive me. You were rather vague.
I think everybody knows what telemedicine is.
Well,
no.
Everybody, you know who doesn't? John Elway. Buffalo Bills great John Elway.
You can see a doctor now from your home.
I understand
through
now.
Your provider.
Yeah, calling it a machine is what threw me.
And that, well it's I have a professional mic. I have And she said, why all of this? I said, because you want to be seen
sure.
in the best light. Look at this.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah. Fantastic.
That's gorgeous.
Yeah. So I sat there. I was like, hey, we've seen Costa roughly maybe half a day for the 7 days we're here. Why don't you jump on that little rig I got you set up upstairs, direct hardwire, and maybe he will see him for another 7 hours.
Yeah, right? Exactly, sure.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Quick note for those of you who live in that area, I don't care if it's where they live or Skid Row, never leave because it's Los Angeles. It's beautiful. You've got the ocean. I forgot how just grand it is. Venice Beach, dicey place to go. I was shocked. Still absolutely wonderful. I don't know what the obsession in that neighborhood is with tennis courts. Every house has one. Weird. The kids didn't
Dick Van Patten had the first clay court in Los Angeles. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
And now you know.
Thank
you, Pony, for the thumbs up.
Christmas, we bought them tennis rackets and tennis balls because they didn't play tennis courts, but somehow they wanted a ping pong table. I said,
that's like small tennis.
You've got a tennis court in your backyard. This is surreal. Like, I can't buy you an outdoor ping pong table. You've got the biggest outdoor ping pong table already.
I'm buying John Elway an electric football game.
Briefly, my nephew is now in teenage time, so he doesn't think Dale Oscar is cool. My niece is about
to
fall.
Well, with age comes wisdom.
Yeah, my niece is about to fall out of wanting to hang out. Mm. So, and let my nephew Sebastian saved Christmas.
That's
because
great.
Because when you have a baby at Christmas, it's still fun.
Yeah, it is. It
because is. Because the kids are getting to their like their weird kid age where they're like, I don't want to go to this or I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I got something worse than Cole in my stocking. I got Caleb.
Oh, there you go.
And we'll talk about that perhaps tomorrow.
That's
but
not,
I'm glad you had a
that's
baby.
That's not a present.
I'm glad you had a young baby to make Christmas
fun. Not my baby.
No.
Well, not my baby.
You rented it.
I woke up with him in the morning. It was a lot of fun. Well, had a great time.
The best thing about a baby is when you can give it back.
But I had to come home early. I'll tell you about that tomorrow.
Okay. I like hearing that. All right. We'll be back. You know what? I put together a little baby audio vault.
All right.
Yeah, first one of the year. Back
Thank
after
you.
This.
Hello, Outlaws. This is Las Vegas legend Wayne Newton, and I love you. There are a few things in life that I require. Peace, joy. And, of course, convenience. That's why I like to listen to TMOS on Spotify. No matter where I am, in my downtown apartment visiting the Guinea Hens at Casa de Shenandoah, or on stage at the Sands, I know that my favorite TMOS troublemakers are just a few taps away. So remember, every night when your tuxedo hits the floor and you want some solid, marvelous entertainment, get your cellular telephone and grab some TMOS on Spotify. Just another great way to be a part of America. I wish you love.
When you're in Los Angeles, you got to look your best.
Oh, absolutely.
That's where all the good-looking people are.
Yeah.
You have to have the best clothes, the best shoes.
Yeah.
Well, did you know that in 2020, Zappos is continuing to celebrate their 20th anniversary?
Look at this.
And if you want to look great, there's no better place to go than Zappos. Mm. They're, of course, our partners.
Yeah.
Great folks, but they have everything. A lot of people think Zappos shoes, right? Sure, it's shoes. Thousands of the greatest kinds of shoes in the world, but they have all kinds of clothes. And thanks to over 1,000 trusted brand names, Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. So no matter what you want, get it at Zappos. Look your best in 2020. We just ask you to support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Just go to MichaelMaraShow.com and click that banner. As always, Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos. You make us look good all year round.
Just realized.
Oh, it's a big audio
look at that.
Door.
Boom, bam. Maddie's boyfriend's from Los Angeles.
Yes, he is.
We just told Maddie to move to Los Angeles.
In a way, we did, but you know what?
We just broke it down. Now, Maddie, are you going to move within the next couple of years?
I don't know. We'll see where the wind takes me.
She's a cold weather girl.
Oh, you know
I do like the idea of four seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You know, I love
great
fall.
Band.
Exactly.
What part of Los Angeles is your beau from?
It's from Glendale.
Ooh.
He's from Parasite, Los Angeles.
No, Glendale's not bad.
No, we're talking about living off of her.
Oh,
he's
gotcha.
Parasite County.
Oh, he's a barnacle.
Yeah.
Barnacle, Los Angeles.
When we do, this is the audio vault for today. Maddie, please stay. Thank you.
Yeah, don't go.
This is the audio vault for January 6th, 2020. I usually try to keep the audio vault fresh and of the now. Because we've been gone for a few days, this one stood the test of time. I know you were busy on break. Did you happen to watch Dan Snyder of the Washington Redskins press conference on January 2nd?
Absolutely.
This
is classic.
This is his opening statement.
Really weird.
Good afternoon. First off, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Today's the beginning of a great new year for the Redskins organization and its fans.
Go Skins!
I think that he thinks there's five more games in the season.
This guy is so out of touch.
I know!
You know how like sometimes you have friends, you're like, hey man, it's Wednesday, not Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, and you go through that during the holidays to a certain extent, but like, if you come back to work like after a long weekend, you say, hey, it's Monday, right? But they missed it by three holidays.
Life
Yes.
is so good.
Good afternoon. First off, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Today's the beginning of a great new year for the Redskins organization
look at that.
And its
fans. I watched it 100 times.
It's the confidence
yes.
of the way it's delivered. You're like, I mean.
He's talking right now in this, like he says, I don't want anyone to know that I'm 4'10". Yeah. I'm going to use my low voice.
It's not even stature. It's like he's, well, with authority. You can't say Thanksgiving with authority 3 months later.
Good afternoon. First off, happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
First off.
That man has an IMAX theater in his yacht.
But what's so great is that no one in the audience goes, hey!
Or laughs.
Yeah, right.
You got to laugh that off.
You got to. Anyway, that's my favorite. You know what? That might be, so far, my favorite tape for 2020. Check with me in March. I bet it's still way up there.
You got to laugh that off.
Go Skins!
They have put out a list of words that should be banned for 2020. What do you think is the number one word that should be banned for 2020? I'll tell you this. It's a
woke.
Phrase. Woke, that's a pretty good one.
There's no quid pro quo.
A quid pro quo.
There was no quid pro quo.
Quid pro quo.
This is the quid and that's the pro.
It was quid pro quo. That's all you heard about.
So please, no more
quid
pro quo.
What's the other way to say it?
A tit for tat.
That sounds sexual.
Well, and, you know what? Maybe and, that's what we need in 2020.
No.
Speaking of which,
sorry,
I have to apologize to the lady that got a delivery from Home Depot,
oh.
and she was not there to receive the delivery, and the delivery man left a note that could be deemed inappropriate.
Ooh, okay. Tit for tat.
Even more so.
It listed the date at one time they had come, and at the bottom was written either an acronym or a word, depending on how you want to look at it, that was incredibly offensive. She said, oh, I talked to the driver, and he says it means see you next time.
So,
I'll
leave it there.
God.
But think about that the next time you go to Home Depot.
I've heard of see you next Tuesday.
I have too. I've heard that.
See you next time. That is ballsy. That guy must have been pissed.
Leave it right there on the porch.
I keep hauling this out.
It's not okay.
You're never home.
It's not
okay.
See
you next time.
Okay. And also, since you were in Los Angeles,
yes.
I got to play this. I know we're going a little long today. This is great. A crook robbed a caricature artist. I imagine it's largely a cash business if you're out on Lake Venice Beach mm-hmm. and you sit down, you get your picture.
Yeah, yeah.
So he robbed him of all his cash. But what's the one thing he left behind?
What?
Police want you to look at a sketch to see if you recognize a robber, and this one's a little different. This is not a joke. The artist who drew this caricature at the Festival of Lights in Riverside earlier this month was robbed by the man he was drawing, and this is what the thief looked like, in caricature, of course. Still, police are hoping somebody recognizes him. He got away with $500.
He got away with $500, but left a picture that he posed for.
I still have the caricature from my 30th birthday party in Olney.
Yeah, but you're not parents. A wanted man.
No. They look like you.
They do.
Like, he's going to get busted.
He absolutely is, and I hope that doesn't ruin his Thanksgiving.
Good afternoon. First off, happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Go Skins!
What no, I know that last
Sorry,
night,
Pony.
That's fine. That's the first one of the year.
There you go.
Last night was the Golden Globe Awards, and if you have social media, you know what you missed.
Yeah,
you missed
yeah.
everything. I thought that Ricky Gervais looked like he was bored and didn't want to be there, and he felt a little underused. I liked Tom Hanks doing his thing. It was
what
nice
about Brad Pitt?
Brad Pitt, handsome.
Handsome man.
Very handsome man. I watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood 3 times over the break.
You did?
Love it. Such
oh,
a good movie.
You.
But I wanted to spotlight Ricky Gervais in such a way that you might enjoy it. This is a man playing piano, and the song, some people call it Brother John, some people call it Frère Jacques. But here's a lovely piano song that features Ricky. Folks, is your magic audio
vault.
Well thank you.
Well done.
We can't wait to have you back again tomorrow. Mike will be back later this week.
Yep.
We look forward to that as well. Thank you so much. That is it, folks. Thanks for joining us for
thank
another
you
perfect
for
episode
everything.
Of TMOS 2020 off and running. Don't forget, you can always reach us. Messages for the weekly mailbag. We'll do it tomorrow, so get them in before midnight yeah. tonight.
What you about can, a Yak Shack while Mike's gone? Is that too ballsy?
Might be gutsy. You know what? You can call the Yak Shack if you want.
No,
and we'll
no,
see.
No, no. Let me call Mike first. I don't need a talking to in 2020.
Why'd you even bring it up?
I just thought about it. I was like, yeah, pump the brakes.
Okay, you know what? Flu shot time.
Flu shot, you and I.
Messages for the weekly mailbag.
I'll do you as you do me.
That's right. Of course, you know.
Right in the tuchus.
How I take mine, exactly. Help me with this belt. Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address remains TMOS, P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Please send us things. And don't forget to spend some time at MikeOMaraShow.com. Great place.
Absolutely.
Just hang out. Thanks for listening, and join us again tomorrow for the best part of your day, The Mike O'Mara Show. For Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana, this is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
See you next time.
What?
Really?
Who's that?
Mike goes away, and he's all of a sudden what? He's over there. He's Buzz Burbank.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Today's the beginning of a great new year for the Redskins organization and its fans.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.